What is up with the universe this week? You know? Welcome to the Anxious Therapist Podcast. My name is Jacqueline and I am your host. I am a licensed clinician, mental health coach, and I have anxiety and depression. I am here to bring you raw, real, relatable content to remind you we are never alone, and today's episode is no different. Are you ready? Let's do this. All I know is somebody online told me that Mercury is in retrograde, and the past couple weeks have been funky because of it. You feel me? Like, I have no idea what that means. Mercury in retrograde. Like, I don't even know what some of those words mean individually, let alone, like, in a sentence, right? So, I'm not sure if we're attributing things to that, but it's what I've heard. So, if anyone wants to clue me in, I'm here for it. But there's got to be some type of explanation. So, I'm going to be really honest about a thought process I had this morning in relation to things being funky lately, right? Energies feeling off, communication being poor, disconnects, things like that, and how it looks in my life. So this is a little behind the scenes episode because I haven't really done one of these for a while, and I think it's time. I think it's necessary. I think we need to talk about this kind of stuff. So this morning, my husband got up, got showered, went to work, all, you know, normal morning routine. And I moved my body and I got in the shower and was getting ready for work. And I was like, what is his problem? Like, I'm in the shower, you know, washing my hair for the first time in like 3 or 4 days. So obviously it was, quite a process this morning. And I just keep pondering, like, what is up with him? He is just like having really poor communication lately. His energy feels super off. Like, he is crabby. What is his deal? You know, and I'm just like thinking through what could be going on with him. And so I have this like self-righteous attitude of like, look at me having empathy for what might be going on with him that is making our communication have these struggles recently. I'm like, oh, yes. Am I better than everyone else? Yes. And so I'm having this moment where I'm like, man, this is so empathic of you. Like, good job considering what might be going on in his life so that you can better understand why he's struggling to communicate with you. And the second I got done patting myself on the back, I'm like scrubbing my hair, deep clean in the shower. And the second I was like feeling super self-righteous, like I'm the best, I'm so empathic, I am definitely our better half in this relationship, I was like, oh, fuck no. What did I just do? What did I just do? I'm thinking about what is making my husband a poor communicator over the past couple of weeks. Like, what's in the air? What is he going through? Blaming all these things on one person. And I was applauding myself for it because I was like, that is so kind of you to consider some, like, is he stressed at work? Is he this? Is he that? What's impacting things? And the second I got done applauding myself, I was like, you fucked up. You fucked up. Because it takes two people to tango, sister. And you are not communicating well either. So what's going on with you? And I immediately had to turn it on myself. Fuck. I thought I was doing really well. And then I realized that was the opposite of helpful. To immediately go to placing blame on my husband for why we've not been communicating well for the past couple of weeks. And it's nothing even major. It's just silly, like, I can't even say arguments, but like spats. I don't even know what's lower in severity. Disagreements. Just like both been not communicating the greatest. And my instinct was to figure out what's wrong with him that's making him a poor communicator right now. When in all reality, we both have shit going on. And it was unfair to assume there must be something going on with him because I'm not the flawed communicator. Couldn't be, right? That's not real. So must be him. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Once I started reflecting inward, I was like, oh, God, up till this point, I have really kind of prided myself on not having like any hormonal mood changes that you normally experience during pregnancy, that I've, you know, been sleeping well, eating well, moving my body. Like, I'm crushing this pregnant woman thing. Like I'm really just killing it. And then I thought, maybe I'm not. Like, maybe these are the mood swings people talk about. And I just wasn't willing to open my eyes to it because I wanted to blame my husband for our recent poor communication. Oops. I fucked up. But I caught myself. And that's what this episode is about. We want to find answers outside of us, right? We want to explain our stress and our mental health and issues in our lives on external forces. You know, maybe we don't love the environment that we live in. Maybe our work life is really stressful and our boss sucks. Maybe, you know, our partner has stuff going on. And it's so much easier to just like pick something and say, that's the reason I feel this type of way. When in all reality, what we need to be doing is looking inward first, because we are the ones tolerating that shitty work environment for whatever reason. We're tolerating it. We're not advocating for ourselves. We're not making changes. You know, we're just living in it, stressful, hating every second of it. But we have succumbed for whatever reason and are just living in it. We are the ones not setting healthy boundaries in unhealthy relationships. We are the ones not doing anything to change our home environment that stresses us out. We're, you know, and so if we looked inward first, when there's an issue in our lives, if we looked inward first and stopped trying to place blame on some external trigger, we would find the answers, the solutions to our problems much more quickly. Like, I'd be so much happier at work if my boss wasn't such a jerk, right? Okay, great. Have you and are you consistently advocating for yourself, being assertive, setting boundaries? Or are you taking work home with you? Are you being really passive with this person? Are you, you know, taking on too much at work, right? What are you doing? What's your role in this? And if it starts with that self-accountability, it's actually extremely empowering, because when it has something to do with someone else or something else beyond us, it's now out of our control. And this is where we do this, because it allows us to stay in the victim mindset. If the problem is beyond me, then there's really nothing I can do to change it. But if the problem is within me, now I have a responsibility to act on it and make a change. And so if I'm trying to stay in my victim mindset, where life just sucks and it's happening to me and it's everyone else's fault, then I'm not obligated to make a change. But if I look inward and realize, oh, I haven't been setting healthy boundaries, I haven't been assertively expressing my needs, I haven't been communicating effectively, then it's, once I have that realization, now it's on me. Now I have an obligation and responsibility to make a change, because I have this awareness and I am back in control. That's the empowered mindset. And ultimately, that's the goal. But a lot of us avoid going to that place because we'd rather not assume responsibility. So we deflect, right? You're the problem. My work environment's the issue. The house I live in is the issue. It's all these other uncontrollable factors around me. It's not me. When in reality, it's usually us, right? There are extenuating circumstances and every situation is different. But more times than not, we have to start with looking inward. We have to be willing to take responsibility for that which is under our control. And so as quickly as I went from, you know, being super empathic, going, oh yeah, my husband has, he recently was diagnosed with a hernia, he has to have surgery. And for someone who works out typically 5 to 6 days a week, you know, lifts really heavy things, but hasn't been able to do that, of course, he's more frustrated than usual. You know, he's super disappointed that he won't be able to compete in this lifting competition that he's been preparing for. He has no good stress reliever right now because the gym is his place to connect with his friends socially, but also get in a great sweat and move his body. And he hasn't been able to do that. And, you know, work's stressful right now. And so I'm like coming at his life with all of these. And this is just in my head. I'm just thinking about it going, okay, yeah, he has a lot going on. I can see why we're not vibing, why we're not connecting very well lately. Until, you know, this is like 2 minutes of thoughts in my brain until I realized, and Jacqueline, what is your role? So my self-care has been on point, which I'm priding myself on, but I'm maybe not being as assertive with my needs. I'm not being as upfront with my husband about what I need from him. I'm not communicating openly. I'm a little more short-tempered than I normally would be, which, hormonal or not, I don't get to just use the fact that I'm pregnant as an excuse to be a biatch. right? And so I had to do this check-in with myself of what's been going on with me too, so that I can take accountability and be responsible for my choices, my behaviors, to remain an equal participant in this relationship. Very rarely can we say that a relationship is falling apart because of one person. I'm not talking about abusive circumstances or things like that, but I want to make it clear that we need to accept responsibility and take accountability. We have an obligation to look inward when we are experiencing these disconnects in our relationships and saying, what role am I playing in this dynamic? And now, how can I take ownership of that? I am not gonna lie, this was a fiery episode. Like, go back and re-listen to why communication breakdowns happen in your relationships, and go into listening to this with an open mind. If this did not resonate with you, it's because you're not open to hearing it. That's my hard, fast truth that I'm sticking to right now. So go back, listen again, and be open to identifying the harmful patterns that you might be engaging in your relationships. This is one of the most difficult parts of healing, is changing our own behaviors. I'm still actively doing this right alongside you. We are in this together. I love you guys so much, and I can't wait to see you in the next episode.